Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to an all-new episode of the F4L Headquarters podcast. This is your host with the most, the F4L icon himself, the leader of the F4L, Sean Chad Stevens. Today is a very special day and a very special show. It's my wife's birthday. So to add to the festivities of my mother, of my wife's birthday, we are going to have some people call in to wish her some very special happy birthday messages and share a couple of memories maybe, and you know, share some fun and cool things that is my wife and whatnot. So today we've had an amazing day thus far. You know, usually it is a tradition that we celebrate, you know, things on people's specific birthdays, which is fun. And, you know, growing up, that was not something always what we did growing up. My family, for example, you know, growing up, my blood, it was, you know, whatever weekend was closest to the person's birthday was usually when we celebrated them. And as we got older, a lot of my things were traditions where, like for my brothers, for example, because they were only a month apart, I would usually take them, you know, sometime in the summer between July and August to show during the summer because their birthdays were right close to each other. In my, you know, of course, same thing by my mother and her twin brother, Paul. It's in November. My son's birthday is also in November. My daughter's birthday is in July. So that's kind of how that is. But, you know, when you have your own family, my wife and my kids and stuff, that's when kind of things change. You put things in perspective. So we celebrate on their birthday, but I still do believe in, you know, having some type of an event associated or some type of memory versus just trinkets and gadgets and gizmos. Because memories really last for a lifetime, and, you know, gadgets and gizmos are only temporary, theoretically. That's kind of how that works. Sadly. So that's how that goes. Waiting for my son. He's going to be calling in momentarily. I know he wanted to share some positive news and he wanted to, you know, share some, you know, funny things and wish his mom a happy birthday, also my wife and his mom. So cool stuff there. The kids met us this morning. We went out for breakfast this morning at a place my wife wanted to try, my wife being the foodie that she is. Actually, today's, you know, focus today really was a lot about food and around food, as she wanted to go to a restaurant, which is also customary, that we let the first person pick where they want to eat. And then we, you know, go out to eat together as a family, and then, you know, people kind of do their thing. And she wanted to get a pedicure done, which she did. Pedicure is when you have your nails done. The only person who's into that was my wife. So she did that. My daughter had to work, and my son was not about to have a pedicure done anytime soon. In all honesty, I had a little bit of a thing I had to do at home. As people don't know, may or may not know, I had a very, very successful phone meeting with the Jimmy Fund this morning. Went really, really well. Very happy how everything turned out. And I look forward to, you know, our partnership with them and making Jazz and Friends Expo happen and flourish. And, of course, on top of that, in the middle of that, I was baking my wife's birthday cake that my son helped me decorate and so forth. So that was pretty cool. So it's been a good day. And, of course, when my wife came home from her pedicure, we watched the movie The Menu, which I'll give you guys a film review at some point later this week when I do a film kind of a review. This today it was not about a film review. I can tell you that it was kind of refreshing, actually. It wasn't the same kind of a humdrum film that you are used to these days. So I was kind of happy about that. So it was kind of cool, you know. It was fun. And I'm just waiting for my son to call in. Of course, what did he know? I can actually call him from the studio. Perhaps I should do that. Because it would probably be quicker in the end, right? Yeah, let's give that a try. See how. Let's get ahead and call him up. Of course, you know, by the time I dial his number, he's going to call in, is what's going to happen here. My daughter is working, for the record. So, let's see. Dialing. All right, folks, we're going to stop calling because that lets him know we're going to have him do so. And he'll call us back a little later, or he'll call in, as most likely what's going to happen. And that'll be good to go. You can share some things. But I can tell you that my wife is a big food person, so where, you know, I think her life dream is to be having her own cooking show on the Food Network, and probably could someday, and I don't see why she can't. She does like to cook, and she's very passionate about food and whatnot, which is why it was interesting after, you know, eating out today, and then we watched the movie The Menu, and anyone who's ever seen it probably can understand this, but immediately after that, she sent me to the local burger shop and made me go get a burger. And again, people, no spoilers, but anybody who's seen the movie probably can understand why. Without spoiling anything, I will not tell you about. So I did that because I'm the nice husband that I am. And, you know, I try to do what I can to make everyone's birthdays happy. And my wife, one of the things she was really been adamant about, one of the things she really wanted was a cooking set, pots, pans, and such. Is one of the things that she really wanted for, you know, since we really moved here. She got one of those for her birthday with some pots and some pans and things like that so she can take up cooking like she likes to. That's her passion, and there you go. So I got her that, and as well as some soap, some very nice soap, because, you know, people like hygiene, things like that. My wife likes smelling good, and she works very hard, you know, working with the public and so forth. So you always should have good hygiene anyway whenever you work at the public. And on top of that, I got a couple of little things. Got a little game. I got this new spin on Cards Against Humanity. It's not by Cards Against Humanity. It's called Versus. Something I picked up as a surprise. And one of the things we do as a family is really a big emphasis on spending time as a family, like gaming and things like that. I'm talking like board games, not video games. Although we did find we enjoy, Family Feud game and things like that. So that's kind of cool. But we wanted to, you know, venture out and get a couple of other things as well. And it was a lot of fun. I got the game Versus, which is kind of like Cards Against Humanity, only use music lyrics to kind of put together really bad songs, I suppose. So, I don't know, something to do some night when we're having a family game night, which should be pretty soon. We try to have one at least once a couple times a month. That way there we can catch up with the kids, make sure they're doing good, and as a family, as individuals, catch up on everything. Because as you get older, as time goes on, you find out really how long and how really limited people can be, scheduling and timing and whatnot. So it's kind of cool when you can actually engage and have people to share those things with and whatnot. And when you can have a good family game night, have some laughs, catch up on things, it makes it a little bit less awkward, a lot of fun. Because you're only young for so long, kids are only young for so long, and again, as you get older in time, the best time to have is with each other, which is something we're very much prominent for. So, cool stuff like that. Just let my son know he can call in anytime he's ready. He is currently at the mall, by the way, people, in case you were wondering. He is, you know, getting to be that age, but also, you know, he's young enough that, you know, the mall is kind of the hangout spot. I have to be honest, I've never understood the wanting to hang out at the mall. What's funny to me is my son works at the mall, or are associated to the mall, so, you know, I think most people, whenever they work at a place, usually want to be as far away from that working area as possible. But, you know, we have originality in our family, so there you go. So there's that. I'm just letting him know that we are all set for him to call in as I speak. Oh, boy. So I made my wife this amazing birthday cake, and it was the celebration cake, so it had, like, sprinkles and so forth mixed within the batter, made good for a cake. And then what I did to top it off, other than just having the strawberry frosting, and also because, you know, might as well have more, what I did is I made a layered cake using, you know, proper skills and so forth. So she had a layered birthday cake with strawberry frosting as well as some celebration frosting with some things on top. And basically what I did is the strawberry frosting really was the topping frosting. But what I did is, because it was a layered cake, I took the celebration icing, and I put that on the side to kind of lace it in or to lock it inside of in place. And then, you know, my son and I took turns putting some stuff within on top of the cake and decorated it, is what we ended up doing. So it was a good time. You know, it's good, something we did for her. And the kids love her. Mom, momentarily when Sean calls in, he can tell a little bit more about Mom and funny memories or whatnot and wish Mom a happy birthday and whatnot. And I do know that he is busy passing the number around so that other people can also take part in calling in to wish her a happy birthday, as I know they want to. And, you know, my wife's a very prominent person. She's one of those people who likes to wish people a happy birthday on theirs, and a lot of people do remember her on hers, I got to say that, especially on social media. And speaking of the devil, hello, welcome to the F-World headquarters. This is the icon Sean Jazz Stevens. Is this our son, my son Sean?
Yes, it is. Hello.
Hello, sir. How are you? Welcome back to the F-World headquarters. Wow, this is the second time you're on in almost, couple weeks, huh?
Yeah,
brother. That's cool stuff. Well, I told people what we're doing today, as we're kind of doing a special surprise for your mom, and we're wishing your mom a happy birthday and also sharing some funny, cool moments that, you know, really what resonates with moms. So what I wanted to do is give you the opportunity to, you know, tell people, you know, what it's like to have mom as mom and wish her a happy birthday and whatnot. And from your own words, from your point of view, because my point of view and yours will be different.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. So now it's your turn.
Well, first and foremost, she's been part of my life for 20 years now. And, well, soon to be 20, actually, no, it would be 21. So I am very thankful to her. She made me the person I am today. And as much as, you know, she highly doubts herself, she did a really good job, you know. You see how I turned out. Obviously, I'm an awesome person, as you say, as I say, as anyone says, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so I just want to say thank you, Mom, and a very happy birthday. I hope you had a great day today.
She did. She did say that she had a very good birthday. She was nice seeing you guys this morning. It meant a lot to her, so she said thank you. We just got done watching the menu, and now Spaceballs. So Spaceballs just got over. So re-envision. So yeah, that we did. You did have fun. I'm glad. And she also, I could also tell you that it meant a lot to her too. She really enjoyed that time as well. And she always enjoys seeing you guys anyway. You know, you should tell the folks what you guys did for her for Christmas. I thought that was really cool and something that really means a lot to her.
Well, it was mainly my sister's idea, but I kind of helped out too. We decided to get her a Build-A-Bear, and it's a purple cat, and purple was her favorite color, and you know she used to have a cat, so she's more a cat person than anything. So we decided to get her a purple cat, and it was named Diana after Wonder Woman. Her real name would be Diana Prince. So we decided to name it Diana, and inside we gave it a little voice box that says, "We love you, Mom."
Yep, and every time she plays it every night before she goes to bed and when she wakes up in the morning. I know this because I get to hear it. And it's cute and endearing. It is. It is nice. It's very cool. And it was a very thoughtful gift. And it means a lot to your mom. So very nice. Very nice indeed. So do you have any, like, funny stories that you wanted to share with mom? Like, one of your favorite memories since we're celebrating your mom and all?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you have a memory in general? Not even if it's funny, but like a memory that stands out to you that, like, this is why my mom's so awesome, kind of an idea, or, you know, funny little moments or whatever. As you said, you've known her all your life, so I'm sure you have something.
I've known her for about 20 years now. So
you're going to be 21 in November.
Yes, yeah, going to be 21. Let's see. Give me a minute.
Give him a minute. That's okay. We'll give him a minute.
Yeah,
you go.
I got a phone.
You got 20 years of experience, so I'm sure many of them are trying to filter through which ones would be good for the radio.
Mm-hmm. For me, I guess it would just have to be what happened recently, if anything, because we went through some tough times recently, you know, being unfortunately not having a place to stay for a bit, but she never really gave up at any point. Like, she never really just laid over and decided to, you know, say screw it and not try. No, she for like 2 years straight was just continuing to see if there was anyone who would help us, anyone who would support them, and eventually you guys were. She was able to find out that she was qualified to be to get veterans benefits, and through that she was able to finally get a house, and now she's doing better, clearly, as you can see. She's happier than she would normally be, and you know, it was all her. You know, if she had quit at any point, she probably would have gotten here. So honestly, I just think I just go back to that every time. She just never gave up.
Mm. Indeed. Yep. Courage is a thing. Mom's known for that. She's very stubborn like that, and also it's a good thing. No quit attitude. And also, you know, the right people also were around her. She did have, you know, we did have, you know, some people that helped us out throughout there, and obviously you guys were always there to keep her kind of calm and grounded. I try to do things when I can, you know, and she is. She's doing a lot better now, and, you know, the difference is night and day, seeing how happy she is and seeing how relaxed she is, you know, enjoying her life. She got a promotion soon, not too long before this. I think that really opened up a lot of windows for her, and a lot of that kind of changed some of her thing, because, you know, for a long time she worked in the avenue of customer service or whatever, and I think that, you know, years of working on those things, I think, kind of put her in a place where she didn't think she was capable of doing more. But I think now that she's, you know, high up on in her store that she loves the store that she's part of, she loves being part of the team, she almost immediately was elevated to another level. So, I mean, she's definitely doing better. And especially, you know, I'm very happy that she finally, you know, accepted the fact that she is, in fact, a veteran. Which, yeah. And I kept on telling her, no, she passed basic training. That alone is something not many people can say they've done. Not only did she pass basic training, but she was stationed. She did some duty, so it wasn't like she, you know, didn't do anything in the military. I think her thing is she didn't want to take away from people who she viewed to be higher standards, people who went to war. And she respects those people, and she thinks those people are veterans. But what she doesn't understand is those veterans had to first start where she was, and they went to they had to pass basic training just like she did, and they were also stationed somewhere before they were deployed, like she was. But she was just never deployed. Yeah. So I think she's, you know, now in a place where she can accept the fact that she's a veteran, and she's enjoying that, I think. You know, and what's that like to have a mom who served in the military? That's a pretty cool thing, man. A mom who's in the military. I don't know how many people are in the military.
Not everyone can say that.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Yeah, so that's cool stuff. So, you know, I was telling people about your like when we play games and stuff as a family. When it comes to mom and stuff like that, what are the games that you enjoy playing with mom the most?
It'd probably be more of like, it's a weird thing to say, but if anything, it'd probably be like Mortal Kombat. Cause we really enjoy playing that together. You know, we don't really get serious about it. We don't put bets on it. We just, you know, just go in and just play it. We just see who's better. And then we put it down after we're done. So we don't like, no one gets mad or upset that one beat the other, you know. We're just both, you know, excited to play it.
Right, right. That's cool. Which, she's always going to be Scorpion. Who's your go-to?
Oh, it'd be Sub-Zero for sure.
Yeah, of course it is. Cool. Literally. Oh, that's funny. That's awesome stuff. So... Well, I'm glad you took some time to call today, and I'm glad you guys took some time to, you know, take some time with mom, because I know there's a lot to wear and stuff like that and whatnot, and here's to many more years of doing that, because it's only the beginning. You guys are in a different level now. You're both working, which that makes mom proud even more so, because the fact to know that we have two kids who are working hard, not just two kids who are just sitting at home doing nothing, twiddling their thumbs. You know, you guys are doing good stuff, and you guys should take some time to be proud of yourselves as well, as mom and I are proud of you guys, and, you know, mom's proud of you guys always. So, and don't think we don't sit there and tell people how awesome you guys are, because we do all the time. Not just you, awesome, but everyone else thinks you guys are awesome, too, so
Well, I know.
So, I know you know. So you mentioned before you're at the mall. Speaking of which, you're at the mall. Explain something to me, because I was just wondering.
Yeah.
So you're at the mall. You work at the mall, correct? Are you at the same mall you work at?
Yes.
Okay. So out of curiosity, you're off today, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. So on your day off, you're hanging out near work.
Yes.
Okay. Now, out of curiosity, is that because just a lack of places you want to hang out, or just because that's just the happening place to go?
No, because one of my friends works at a store in the mall, and I really like to kick it with him here, so that's what we do.
Okay. Oh, I see. Just, you know, the reason I ask is because generally where you want to, you know, when your days are off, you want to be as far away from work as possible. But you hang around the mall where you can very well easily get called in and say, hey, I saw Sean work on the mall. Let's get him up in here. Interesting stuff. So, by the way, folks, I don't know if you guys knew this. We're not going to say where just yet because we don't want paparazzi showing up anytime soon. But, you know, my son has followed into my footsteps. He works for a major theater chain. Out of curiosity, from your vantage point, what is your favorite part of working in a theater versus the worst part of working in a theater?
Well, I'd say the best part is the discounts and deals I get for working there. So, mm-hmm. obviously, you know, I get to enjoy free movies, and I get cheaper prices at the concession stand. But mm-hmm. like almost every other place, the low point of working there is the customers.
The customers.
If I had to say.
The customers, the worst part about it? Do you ever?
Yes.
Now, what about the customers don't you like?
Yeah. It'd mainly be the people who think they know more than me, the people who would get, like, easily annoyed at, like, prices and stuff, who think that if they complain to me, I'm going to do something about it when I have no choice, you know?
Mm-hmm. By the way, my son also got licensed in alcohol serving and tip serving, right? You got certified in tip serving, right? So my son has a license to be a bartender now, which is exciting. Thanks to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good opportunity. Now, this isn't your first job, right?
No, this is my second.
Now, compare this to your old job. I'm just curious, because I don't think I've ever asked you before. Which job do you like better?
This one.
You like this one better? I figured you would.
Yeah.
I see. Because tell people what you did beforehand, what your first job was.
Well, before this, I was a line cook at a vegan restaurant. I'm not going to name any. But I was just a line cook at a vegan restaurant. And I didn't really have many options myself because I'm not vegan. So a lot of the stuff they had there, I didn't decide to eat. So here, I guess basically it's just because of how much I'm able to take advantage of, really.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, not only can you get the discounts, like you said, but also this has offered you also a training. They paid for your training to become a bartender and so forth. That's something that, you know, you wouldn't get as a line cook at a vegan restaurant, I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
But, no, that's good for you. That's good for you. And obviously you've been in the concession stand, I know, so forth like that. Fun fact, folks, I also used to work as I've said before, I used to work in a theater myself. So I, a lot of the times I can, I've been where he is now. So I can relate to a lot of what he's going through, and I can honestly tell him, and I told him way back when Avatar came out, he's going to hate that thing. And well, Sean, how do you like the movie Avatar?
I'm never going to go see it in my lifetime.
And that is because of the people who came to see it, right? In droves.
Yeah, basically because of the customers, I do not like the movie.
Yeah, and I can understand that, and I can relate to that. The only difference is I actually tried to find out what the hoopla was about once, and I lasted probably 5 seconds in the theater. It was just too overwhelming, and I was out. By the way, was a second lot longer than any of the Twilight movies. Those were, you're lucky you missed those. But that was not a lot of fun. Yeah, the Twilights and the Twihards, as they called them, it was quite interesting. The Harry Potter craze that was quite interesting as well. But I grew up with the Harry Potter stuff and whatnot, so that wasn't really too crazy. But Avatar by far is absolutely one of the nightmarish of the crews for some reason. So is that.
Yeah, for me especially.
Indeed. Well, sir, I don't want to take a lot of your time. I know you're at the mall and gracing people your presence over there and doing your public relations and trying to avoid the paparazzi as much as you can. Mm-hmm. I completely know the feeling. But again, Mom wanted to say thank you for being part of today, and Mom's proud of you guys, and I'm proud of you guys as well. I'm proud of you as well. And before I let you go, anything you want to say, one more thing for Mom?
Well, as much as she's proud of us, we are proud of her, because we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be who we are today if it wasn't for her. As much as she wants to say, he was the reason for all of this. So thank you, Mom, and we love you.
There you go. Well, sir, we appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate your time out of your busy schedule to take part in all of it. And you get back to your friends and have a grand old time and be safe and don't get in trouble.
You as well.
Oh, well, I'm not going in too far, so there you go. All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later. Thank you very much for coming on the show and sharing the things. Oh, before you go, sir, you know, I was telling people beforehand about our awesome thing that I made announcements for, and you will hear what I talked to them today too, correct?
Yes.
And are you excited for Jazz and Friends Expo?
You're going to lose.
You think? Okay, well, anyway, you think that, huh? We're going to have a field. Yeah, this is going to be fun. All right, buddy.
Yeah.
I'll let you get back to your friends. Have fun again. And where are you guys doing at the mall right now?
I'm just chilling in the store with my friend.
Chilling at the store. Sweet.
Yep.
Well, you guys have fun again and don't get in trouble. Be safe.
All right.
All right. Talk to you a little later. And be all you're just going to choose. See you later, buddy. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye. That was our son, Sean. He's our youngest of the two. Again, as I said, my daughter, Shiner, is busy working right now. I'm sure she would love to have taken part in this. You know, he's had a lot of good points, and all of that is true about mom. His mom has been there throughout their childhood and whatnot, you know. And I like to have her have most of that, a lot of that. And she has been a constant, and we're all very proud of her and all that. And me and her did a great job working together, and she held down the fort in between our times together. And, you know, as I mentioned before, sometimes, you know, during our on-off times, sometimes the person you were supposed to be with is in front of you the whole time, and that's kind of the story of my wife and I. Prior to us, you know, finally deciding there's no one better for either one of us than each other. So that's how that worked. We're very proud of both of our kids, and I know she's proud of the kids. And, you know, the little things like the cat and things like that show how much the kids really appreciate mom and their mother and stuff like that. We love her, and she does great things, and she's always giving to others and helping others and appreciative of others. You know, we did go through a tough time there. We were waiting in between things and weren't really going much places and, you know, going through avenues of trying to get, you know, something going, you know, stop and go kind of a thing of where to get, you know, when we were in the middle of, you know, moving and so forth. And, you know, now that everything has fallen into place, it's going pretty well. And, you know, she's found a new footing and I found new footing, and you know, we're able to get things kind of back on track and back into things, you know. You know, and I believe it is true what the kids say. If it wasn't for her, the kids wouldn't be who they were, or me, they wouldn't be who they were. You know, if it wasn't for them, they wouldn't do what they were. They're their own individuals as well. And they're amazing kids. They do two great kids. My daughter works at a coffee shop. And she loves that. She loves the atmosphere, and she loves coffee and whatnot. My son does not like coffee as much, but he, you know, likes the movie theater business, and, you know, I'm happy that he found his footing there. You know, it's funny. You need to learn. You got to know kind of who your kids are, and sometimes you have to accept who your kids are and what they're going to do, and then be patient. Do you always want them to have the same kind of a thing? You know, to do something more, of course, you want your kids to be the best that they can be and have the best opportunities they can have. But if they're at a point in their life where a movie theater is going to supply them with the money and the finances they need at the moment and whatnot, and as you can hear, you know, he has a lot of perks that are young people quirks, right? You know, perks like, you know, free food, movies and food and so forth. Now, my son also is not someone who's into the whole relationship thing. He's not into the whole dating thing or anything like that. He's very happy being a bachelor, as you would. So that kind of a job is actually good for him, and that's not probably going to be something he's going to do for the rest of his life. He's, you know, again, he's working with, he's taking a little bit of a seminar with Ed Boon and over at the NetherRealm Studio offices that are opening up. So he's going to be doing that as an intern. But that's going to be something he's going to learn in the off sides of things. And my daughter, like I said, she's right now, she enjoys working in the coffee shop. But obviously there's other things she wants to do, and they're going to pursue them. Our job as parents is to support them, no matter what it is they want to do. And I think it's important to be supportive, but not be so hands-on in the things that they want to do. Because your kids are going to do, for the most part, what they're going to do anyway, whether you like it or not. That's the reality. I think sometimes we as parents, we want them, of course, to be the best they can be, and we know what they're capable of. And, of course, you can guide them that way. But the problem is with sometimes when you have parents who want their kids to be something that their kids aren't into, that's going to fall back. The kids aren't going to be so invested in it. And it's not their life, you know, and they can't enjoy it, and they won't be part of something they're going to be successful in because they can't be fully into it, if that makes any sense. In order to achieve your goals and your dreams and want your kids to expire, or not to expire, to, you know, perspire, to, you know, resonate and to, you know, continue doing really great things, you need to let them grow on their own and make their own decisions here and there. Obviously, as a parent, your job never stops, right? Kids are always going to need to call mom and dad to learn something. My son asked me on a regular basis about certain things. He asked my opinion on what movies are going to be busy and what he should be worried about. That's okay, because I know that. My daughter will ask various other things and so forth. And that's what we do as parents. We guide our kids into the people they're going to become. The endless hours I spent with my son to make sure he graduated high school. He graduated high school. Now he's working, you know, like I said, in the theater and doing other things. And he's got the, you know, we've got the Jazz and Friends Expo coming up this year. So he's taking some big things. Of course, my daughter's doing her things as well. And she's also the social butterfly. So she's into that. And I'm proud of them both, even though they're doing different jobs, right? But they're doing something. They're working. They're, you know, going to and from work. They're having their own lives. And, of course, as parents, I think one of the downfalls, but it's a lot harder, I think, with moms sometimes than it is can be with dads, because moms tend to worry more. Dads, I think that's a cliche, though, also. I think the old way of thinking it is moms, you know, want to make sure the kids are okay. Dads want the kids to succeed. I don't think that's true. I think it's a split thing on both ends. I think mom and dad want the kids to be successful, and mom and dad want the kids to be happy, but on the end, obviously safe. But I think the difference is moms have that maternal instinct. Dads have that fix-it attitude kind of a thing. I'm a problem solver. I'll be the first to admit that. If I have a situation, I usually know how to get around it and how to fix it. That's what I do as a father. Some situations you can't fix. Some answers you won't have. But then it's up to you as a parent to figure out what the answer is to best give your kids that guidance. Do I agree with everything my kids say and do and movies and whatever? Do I understand it all? No, I don't understand all of their music tastes or the things and whatever, but that doesn't make it any less relevant that it's not important to them. Because as a parent, even if we don't necessarily understand what it is our kids are enjoying, we need to support our kids and have faith that our kids can enjoy things without jumping over the edge. I think back in the day, and I'll just, you know, rattle off that. Going back to like the 80s with the whole controversy with Al Gore's wife and the rockers and the music thing, right? The Filthy Seven or whatever. When it came to Filthy 15, whatever the list was with Tipper Gore, the wife of then Vice President Al Gore, you know, she didn't like the fact that her kids had a music album and there was some naughty language in it. And she felt so offensive because her kids were enjoying it. Like their kids were going to turn out to be some type of horrible thing. And here's what I'm going to say to that. I think as a parent, if your kids are doing something or watching something that you feel is inappropriate, there's ways to handle it, and that's at home, not taking on the world and fighting the world over something that is a home decision. And what I mean by that is Tippa Gore, for example, if she was offended by what was being played on the radio, even though she saw her kids were enjoying it and having faith that her, that is just music, it doesn't define who the person is listening to it. They're just listening to a song. It doesn't make them into who they think they're going to be. Then Tippa Gore needs to deal with that at home, not want to fight the record labels and write the rockers who are making the albums. That's a home decision. That's water under the bridge. This is something that she succeeded in. But there's other, obviously there's other examples throughout the time. But that's a parental decision, right? And I'm going to tell you guys some hard facts here. I worked in a movie theater for a number of years. And if you think your kids are going to see a certain movie, but if you think they're going to that movie and they're not having to want to go to some other R-rated movie, then you're wrong. I'm sorry to break that bubble to you. The more you as parents keep your kids from, quote, doing something like, okay, I'm going to drop you off at the movie theater and you're not allowed to go see, you know, Saw 26. Make sure you can go see Bambi 12, right? That's kind of, you know, the parenting style. It's a lazy approach, if I'm going to be honest. If you want your kids to be protected going to a movie theater or going to a thing, if you don't have faith in your kids enough that you don't feel you can trust them to go out with their friends and make smart decisions, then you're probably supposed to go with them to the movie. You shouldn't let them go with their friends. And when you do that, you're handcuffing your kids to yourself. That's not going to be healthy for their growth. That's not going to be healthy for them when they're in the long run, because you're taking away their ability to make rational decisions for themselves or to learn proper consequences. I can't tell you how many parents on a Friday, Saturday night, and if my son was on the air, I'd ask him again, but how many people throughout my any childhood when I worked on a, you know, on a, in a, any place really, how many, especially the movie theater though, they drop the kids off on a Friday, Saturday night, and they go, and the parents go wherever they go, and the kids come out, come into the theater, and you're always unaccompanied because the parents just drop the kids off. Here's some money, kids, go see a movie. But then they're our problem, right? And then we have to call the parents when the kids become unruly or they're, you know, causing a ruckus or, you know, sneaking into R-rated films, which I'm going to tell you, I never allowed because that's not the rule. And that's against the rules, and that's how it goes. And the problem is parents don't understand that. And I've even had parents come into a theater and, you know, for some kid who's 10 years old and tell me, well, no, I'm going to buy his ticket, but he's going to go in the movie okay. I said, unless you're going to sit in the movie with him, no, the 10-year-old kid's not going to want to see, I think, Saw 5 by himself. That's ridiculous. And I stand by that decision. It, not only does the law prevent me from selling that child a ticket or allow me to let that child in there unaccompanied by a, an adult, but as a parent, who makes that decision that thinks their kid's going to be okay in a movie theater, which theoretically would be, have other adults in it to watch such a film like a Saw or, you know, a horror film or a raunchy love movie? And the only other thing you could do is if, you know, to prevent that is look, whenever theater you're dropping your kids off at, do some research on what's playing at the theater and also know who your kids are. That's part of the idea why my wife and I do the game nights, because so we know what our kids are like. We, I can tell you that my son or my daughter are nights and days sometimes, differences in things, and they're much the same in other aspects, right? So they both like anime, but different types of anime. They both like music, but different types of music, right? They like watching television, but different shows. They like Disney, different types of Disney movies. you know? So you can have, you know, people, so when you're a parent, you're active and you're being someone who's attentive, right? I don't think hovering over the kids, and I know this is the recent TV show they have about the whole parental thing, but I think it's important to be part of your kid's life and know what the kids are going through. If you are a parent and you can't name your kid's best friend, what their favorite movie is, what their favorite color is, what kind of a game they like, then you have an issue. Sure, you might know what their name is, what their birthday is. Great, good for you. So does the teacher at school, and so does the soccer coach or whatever else. So does, you know, the post office. But you as a parent need to know the difference between who your kids are. My daughter, I know, wouldn't necessarily work out well in a movie theater because she is more of a hands-on person, but she also wants to work in more of a food atmosphere. She likes the whole, you know, the coffee kind of a place and the laid-back atmosphere. A movie theater is fast-paced, and also my daughter likes to keep moving. In a movie theater, you kind of stationed a lot, one place at a time. It's important to know your kids, right? My daughter likes horror movies. My son doesn't like horror movies. You know those things. I can tell you my daughter's good friends. I can tell you my son's good friends because that's what the parent does. That's who you pay attention to, right? But also, you can't excuse the fact or you can't say you're an offensive parent if you're a parent who set a friendship up. And by the way, I'm just going to tell you, that never will work. I think as parents, we want our kids to be social and we want our kids to be accepted. But I think it's best sometimes, if you want your kids to find their footing in the social atmosphere, you have to let them learn it on their own. Setting up play dates with someone they've never met before, which they may not very much have anything in common with, will not be beneficial to your child in a relationship. It will not build on anything. You know, for example, if I was to take my son and pair him with someone who's into something completely different, what good would that do? Because they're the same age, you could say, well, the same age and the same grade. That doesn't mean they're the same person. My son likes art. My son likes, you know, sports and loves certain things. My son's not into, you know, playing. Good example, right? My son likes basketball. He likes bowling and, you know, technical mindset games, right? He's not overly fond of football. He loves watching soccer. I don't think he's ever played soccer, right? But that's the difference, you know what I mean? But, you know, my daughter, you know, she doesn't like sports at all. So if I want to do something as a family night, it would be something music-wise because my daughter likes pretty much anything she's open for. But she doesn't really like sports. My son likes going to sporting events and things like that, and only certain types of concerts. My daughter likes rock music and doesn't mind pyrotechnics. My son doesn't like pyrotechnics. It's all about knowing your kids, knowing your good relationship. And the same thing goes for your other half, your spouse, your other half, you know, the other half of your relationship. How well do you know that person? You know, clearly we're in a different time period. We're a different era where sometimes we have relationships where they don't work out. That's not our case, but I'm saying there are cases where sometimes parents just grow apart. They don't have anything in common other than the child that they kind of bonds them together. And if you're in that kind of relationship, you owe it to yourself to kind of know what's going on in each other's lives, but not be hovering over everything. And I got news for you. If you're in a relationship where you're bonded by a child, and I firmly believe this, and I'm sorry if this rubs someone the wrong way. If you're in a relationship where you're a father and a mother, you both have the same child, and you're only bonded by the child, there's no love there, there's no, you know, feelings there, then you owe it to yourself to be what I call, you can be invested in, you know, the child's well-being, of course, because that's what you ultimately care about. But in the same sense, you don't have the right to really get involved with your other half's life or their choices, because you're not there for that other person. Does that make sense? You're there to make sure your child's well-being is taken care of. Now, in that sense, for example, let's say you have a husband and wife, and of course, when there's going to be dating involved, I would like to know who's around my kids. On the same sense, if, you know, I make sure that, you know, if they're around my kids and I make sure my kids are safe because my kids tell me everything, I have to have faith that my kids know enough, they know to call me if there's an issue, worst came to worst. But on the same sense, I cannot hold myself, you know, attached to my wife and say, well, you can't date a person because I don't want you to, because I have a relationship with, we have a kid together. You can't do that. When you do not have a physical relationship, when you don't have a spiritual relationship with the person you have spawned a child with, you're best just to keep a, what I like to call a professional courtesy, right? A parental professional courtesy. So, you know, when you're together for your kids' well-being at birthday parties or celebrations, you can be civil. But being civil is, oh, keeping it nice and cheap, keep it to, you know, small talk. It does not give you the right to ask them questions about their own personal life, because let's face it, you're not interested in what they're doing for work or what they're doing on weekends or what they're going to do, you know, with on their vacation. That's none of your real business. Your own business is knowing if your kids are okay and whatnot. Other than that, it's no one else's concern what happens with your other half of your relationship, because there is no relationship with that person, if that makes any sense to people. I do, you know, when I talk about these things, this comes from experience. I've seen a lot of these things through my own life and also working in, you know, the human services field, working as a Big Brother mentor, working in the human, you name it, I've been through it. My own life, I've seen it. I find that a lot of the time, whenever there's a split between two people and there's a kid involved, I don't know how many people actually get along. I think a lot of the time it happens, and you have to be careful of this too. If something goes on, this has to stop. If you have a relationship with someone, if you have a child that you share with someone, and you're not with them and not, you know, entitled to that, any of that stuff, you need to do your best not to, you know, pick jabs at the other person or insult the other person around your kids or put them down. Because honestly, when you do that, that actually is devastating to the child. Because what if the child gets along with that other parent? That other parent is a very attentive, good parent to that child. When they're home with you and you're downplaying that person, you're actually damaging your child and making the other person look bad. And if that person was to do the same when they go visit your child, then they come home and they get to hear the same thing, you're putting your child in a really bad spot where they have to choose between mom and dad. That is not a spot that any child should ever have to feel. That's a pressure they shouldn't have to have. And I do know families that this happens, and it's not fair to the child. It's devastating to them. It could be very, very damaging to them, no matter who they are, how old they are. And it's not comfortable, and it's not healthy. Folks, I wanted to say, you know, my wife is an amazing person. All the things my son said is correct. If my daughter was to join me, she'd say the same thing. And, of course, she's a year older than my son. So she would have even more stories, but she would also be the someone who would also say the same things that my son did. My wife has literally been there for the whole time, and she always will be, because that's what a parent does. One of my favorite things about my wife is that she is the best mother I know. I've said that to her then, now, and forever. She is the greatest mother I know. She is my best, one of my best friends. You know, she has a very similar personality to mine, which is why sometimes we have playful things. And, you know, she's an awesome human being. She loves fun. She loves life. I know that, you know, in her younger days, she didn't have the greatest life. neither did I. But I think sometimes the universe sometimes designs things for people to follow each other like that. And it led us to each other, and now we have a very healthy, happy family together. And that's ultimately one of the greatest real stories out there. Today is my wife's birthday. Happy birthday to her again from me. I love you then, now, and forever. She is an awesome woman, awesome mother, awesome friend, awesome host. She is tremendous, and she always, you know, sometimes she has to put me in my place, and that's not easy to do, but she does it. I'm always there. She's always there for we support each other. You're right. My son's right. When my wife was having a hard time and weren't getting in a lot of places, she kept on fighting. I kept on there with her. And she made it through like I knew she would. And I'm proud of her then, now, and forever. I love her then, now, and forever. And to my wife, the lovely Daria. You still have my heart in a headlock, and you still won't let me go. And I'm never letting go. So may all your dreams come true, everyone. Happy birthday to my wife. Love you, then, now, and forever. And may all your dreams come true. Folks, I'll be back with you guys tomorrow with a very special show. May all your dreams come true, people. And again, happy birthday to my wife, the lovely Daria. Oh, and I just got a call from a very special guest from Japan who wanted to say something. Hold on. Godzilla, ladies and gentlemen, could not resist calling in to wish my wife a happy birthday. Godzilla, thank you for calling in and wishing my wife a happy birthday. I know she's a big fan. Oh, wait, we got another call from someone else. Chewbacca, ladies and gentlemen, also wanted to wish my wife a very happy birthday. So happy birthday from Chewbacca and from Godzilla, from our kids, and from me. Love you, honey. May all your dreams come true. Everyone, we'll see you back soon here at the FRL headquarters. For right now, we're going to close up, and may all your dreams come true. Peace, everybody.